Top tips for cybersecurity. Producers note, on the top left of the opening page is the logo of Te Kāwanatanga or Aotearoa, New Zealand government. On the top right is the logo of CERT, NZ, spoken as CERT NZ. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 24th of May 2022. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash and then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Top tips for cybersecurity. Here is some information to help you keep safe online. CERT NZ is a government agency that supports people and businesses who have a problem with cybersecurity. CERT NZ provides trusted information and advice. We are always on the lookout for cyber threats that may affect New Zealanders. CERT NZ works with other cybersecurity people and organizations, locally and internationally, to help keep New Zealand safe from cybersecurity threats. Use long, strong and unique passwords. A long password is just as strong as a password with complicated numbers, letters and symbols. An easy way to remember a long password is to use a sentence of four or more words. For example, popcorn with butter is best !1. Producers note. This is an example of a password where all the words are written up close with no separating space or punctuation. End of producers note. Use a password manager. It's important that you use a different password for each of your online accounts. That means a lot of passwords to remember. A password manager can help. It's like an online safe that only you have the key to. It stores all your passwords for you safely. You only need to remember one strong password for your password manager, and it'll do the rest. Turn on two-factor authentication. Two-factor authentication, 2FA, is an extra layer of security for your accounts. It means doing an extra step after you log in, such as entering a code provided from an app on your phone. You can use 2FA on your phone, tablet, apps and accounts. You'll usually find the option to turn it on in the privacy settings of the app or account. Update your devices. When you receive an alert to update your device, for example phone, computer, tablet, don't ignore it. Install it as soon as possible. Updates fix any security weaknesses. Updating software prevents attackers from using these weaknesses to gain access to your information. Set the updates to take place automatically whenever a new version is available. That way, you don't have to think about it. Check your privacy. Check how much personal information about yourself you're sharing online, and who you're sharing it with. Attackers could use the information you share online to access your data or steal your identity. Check that any requests for personal information are legitimate before you share your details. If a company or business asks you for information, think about why they might need it. If you're not sure, don't provide the information. Report it. If you, your friend, or your business experiences an online incident, report it to certnzaicoms.nz/4402. Producers note, this audio version of this document was produced on the 24th of May 2022 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.